Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Lindy Milan is one of Australia's most recognised food, wine and lifestyle personalities with a career spanning over 25 years and a fabulous TV show. Lindy, welcome to Mind Food Radio with Michael and Ben.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me. It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
Lindy, your TV show was absolutely beautiful, that Taste of Greece. There were moments in there that, I don't know, it was just beautiful watching, you know, that relationship between mother and son.
Thank you. Blair was the most wonderful co-host. And, you know, it all happened quite by accident because we hadn't conceived it like that. We had conceived it. I was going to go and do the show with a good friend who's a Greek Australian.
Yeah.
And in the end, he wasn't able to come. It was about 6 weeks out, and we were all set to go. And it was my partner's best friend who'd seen Blair perform a lot because he was always a bit of a star at the Short and Sweet Festival. And he said, "You've got to take Blair."
Yeah.
And
it was a natural fit.
Yeah, I don't know if we would have thought of it.
Now, Lindy, for those listeners that don't know the story of you and Blair, just tell us what happened to Blair.
Right, okay. Well, Blair was 29. He was very fit and healthy. He made a conscious choice to be happy every day of his life. He worked out. He ate healthy food. He didn't drink from Sunday to Thursday. He started, in hindsight, in March. He was not feeling well, and he was short of breath. He was told he had impacted wisdom teeth, and until he had them removed, he wouldn't get better. He had them removed, and he was sort of making a kind of a slow recovery, but as it turns out, Blair had acute myeloid leukemia. He finally went to a doctor who gave him a blood test. I have to say, previous doctors had not given him a blood test, which would have shown it. So he went into intensive care. I was in Europe, obviously. His father was there. His father happened to be in Sydney that day, which is fantastic because he lived in the Southern Highlands, so his father was with him the whole time. And we got back on the Saturday morning, and Blair passed away on the Sunday at 1 a.m.
Lindy, just hearing that story, and for parents that have lost children, what was that experience like for you? Because you obviously...
Well, it's not what it was like, it's what it is like.
Yeah.
Because you're in a state of shock is all I can say. And then I had a funeral to organise. Blair died intestate. That's still going on. I can't get his medical records from Medicare until I've got probate on the will, which is ridiculous. So it's still ongoing. You know, I had to clear out his apartment.
Yeah.
But I think as the reality sets in, it gets worse. It doesn't get better.
So when you look at A Taste of Greece, how does that make you feel?
Well, when it went to air... Because it went to air in started in May and ended in July last year, and I haven't watched it since then. We watched it live every night and always had people around watching it. To me, it was great. I know some people couldn't watch it, but to me, he was still alive and he was really vibrant. I'm not sure how I'll go this time.
Yeah.
You know, I really, really don't know.
But just the two of you together, it was fantastic.
Look, Blair handled me magnificently. He was always loving and respectful, but he could put me back in my box. And John, my partner, loves the way Blair would say, "Yes, Mum." And you knew exactly what he meant. And Taste of Greece is being repeated on SBS from the end of the month. And they're trying it. It's going to be on a Sunday night, which is a little unusual for SBS, but we're actually hoping that that's going to go well for us, 6 o'clock on a Sunday night.
I'm sure it will. And the exciting thing, too, is that program's been sold around the world. So, Lindy, thank you so much. I know in speaking with you today, you would have helped many people out there, and you do wonderful work, and your food's always delicious, so well done.
Oh, look, thank you very much. And it's actually Sunday, the 1st of April. But listen, thank you to you, and congratulations on getting a new show up.
Thanks, Lindy. And of course, for more information on Taste of Greece and anything else we're talking about, go to
mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.